Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
I am delighted to be the new head coach at Ashford City Football Club. I look forward to working with the team and challenging for Europe again. Thank you, Patrick Nolan, for this opportunity. Thank you to the fans. Come on, Super Whites.
What a move, and Ashford City make it 2-0 here at the Bet365. This Carabao Cup tie is all but resolved as the Super Whites move on to the semi-final.
Maths is right. Ashford City move up to 10th in the league with that win over West Ham United. Quite a goal from Gustavo now.
Full time at Old Trafford. Ashford City snatch a point off the in-form Manchester United.
Yes, it's the Ashford podcast. Well, what a couple of weeks it's been, lads.
Great cross, great finish from William Adu. Martinez beaten at long last. Ashford City 2.
Something to watch. Sven Said playing with big confidence. Great style.
Looks like Ashford City have taken a point here against Everton. It remains 0-0, and Sven will no doubt be the happier of the two managers this afternoon.
Carabao Cup run from the Super Whites, knocked out in the semi-final here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But you cannot.
But we need to get Nolan on the podcast to thank him, to actually thank him. Unbelievable.
Ashford City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following a season that secured Premier League survival and boasted an impressive European campaign, Ashford City enter season 3 of The Offensive.
Sven, it's me.
Who is me?
Patrick Nolan. Patrick Nolan, MBE.
Okay. Hi, Patrick. Is this about the general transfer window?
Are you fucking kidding me? No, it isn't, Sven. Why? What do you need to know about the January transfer window? Look, Brexit is making it very difficult. Yeah? I can't even get easy peelers in my local M&S at the moment, Sven, let alone a fullback from Real Sociedad.
I just have a list of players I'd like to bring into your squad.
Okay, well, let me know when you have a list of players you'd like to bring out of the squad.
Right.
Also, Sven, your backroom staff situation. I'm going to suggest that we cap it at 3 personnel. I know you asked Colin and Woody about more coaches, but just for cost, can we keep it at 3? End-of-year earnings were published today, and it's not good, mate. Matey. I don't want to overwhelm the players.
But I need coaches on my staff.
Yes, and I'm letting you have 3.
I need one more.
Oh, yeah, but one more than 3 is 4, Sven. And 4 is not 3. Sven? Look, I've got a guy who can be on your coaching staff. He's brilliant. Yeah, he's one of the best out there.
Sorry, Welly?
Yes, Welly.
Welly! He's not one of the best out there. He's just out there.
Yeah, well, he's now rehired as technical coach.
Oh, my God, ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. This was Welly's job a month ago. Yeah, what difference does it make now? Anyway, aren't you going to congratulate me?
Yeah, that's why I'm here, but you started banging on about Chris Well.
Ashes to Ashwood podcast, the biggest Ashwood City podcast on the planet.
Well, it's not a miracle that they're interviewing you. It is a miracle that they're starting to like you.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Look, feedback since Sven has been positive. This is your chance to bridge that divide.
Well, they can build the bridge and pay for it. I'll just cut the ribbon on it, to be honest.
How are you going to convince them that Chris Well is a good addition?
God, he was there before, under Matt. Right, everyone approved then.
It's just a bit lame, isn't it?
Do you have any better ideas?
Oh, I don't care enough to have ideas.
Oh, but you care enough to swan into my office and lecture me. No, not swan. No, it's far too graceful. They're pigeon. Pigeon into my office with a fucking gammy leg and a fag butt stuck in your beak, dripping with motor oil and other fucking pigeon shit, and lecture me. That's how much you care.
Oh, yeah, that's about the right level of fucks I give. Sorry, hoots, not fucks. I don't give a hoot. That's what they say, isn't it? It's a hoot. Don't give two hoots. I'm trying to swear less in 2021, you see?
Yeah, well, if you wouldn't mind hooting off and shoving your unwanted opinions up your hoot hole, that'd be hooting great.
Speaking of hooters...
I'd rather you didn't. I've just had breakfast.
No, where's Woody?
He's self-isolating.
Is he?
Yep.
Christ. My thoughts and prayers go out to Pornhub servers at this difficult time.
He conveniently tested positive the second our new manager...
Head coach.
Our new head coach started demanding players and coaches like there's some fucking all-you-can-sign buffet of talent at my disposal, and I'm just wandering around in my dressing gown and slippers with a fucking ladle and a plate.
You wear your dressing gown to the breakfast buffet?
Yeah.
In hotels?
Well, yeah, not in my fucking lounge, Jess.
That's so disrespectful.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. People are eating, Patrick. They don't want to see, you in your dressing gown.
The hotel provide the dressing gown. I'm merely using it within their facilities.
Oh, my God. Sorry, a dressing gown in a restaurant... What part of that makes you think that's
okay? Oh, it's not a restaurant. It's a breakfast bar. It's an environment entirely structured around the morning. And the official attire of the morning is the dressing gown.
Yeah, well, I sleep in old pants and a T-shirt that says Pizza Slut in the style of the Pizza Hut brand.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks.
So, can I wear that to the hotel buffet in your fucked up... Fuck, I said fuck.
Obviously not. A T-shirt that says Pizza Slut is clearly not provided by the hotel. And if it is, the replicated branding is a violation of the trademark.
I don't think it's a trademark infringement.
Remember the Gashwood shitty shirts in 2015? Remember them?
Yeah.
I won that court case, didn't I?
What was your argument?
That it was in violation of our trademark, and that Gashwood shitty was in part inspired by Ashwood City, and if they wish to continue, then we should receive royalties.
The 2015 season would definitely inspire the term Gashwood. You have got that 100% right.
Hey, 2015 is in the past. All right, pre-Brexit, pre-Trump, and pre-Ashwood are shite.
Except Trump got everything he wanted, and Brexit is completed.
Ish.
Ish. And Ashwood...
Excuse me, look at that.
What?
On my screen, there.
Are you suffering from hair loss? Is this a sign of...
Not that, that's an advert.
Yeah, it's based on your search history.
No, is it?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Oh.
Anyway, what am I supposed to be looking at here?
Right, look at that. Annual earnings published today.
It says Ashwood City lost £31 million, Patrick.
I know. Good, isn't it?
No, that's bad. Didn't you study finance at Cambridge?
For fuck's sake.
You should really try and not swear. Like me.
Oh, shush. Look, we're down 22.5% turnover for the year, all right? The year of coronavirus. Now, look at this. Bang.
Okay. What does that mean?
It's just a little league table I've made of clubs' annual accounts. And look where we are.
Fourth?
Top four, baby!
How long did it take you to make this?
Oh, a few hours. Yeah, I was up at 5 to get cracking on it.
Shouldn't you be prepping for your podcast appearance?
This is prep, Jess. Top four. Huh? I tell you what, the fans should be singing that from the terraces.
Singing about Q4 turnover and earnings?
No, this isn't Q4, Jess. This is annual, like the whole year.
Ugh, I don't care. Ooh, an email from Sven. What's up?
God's sake.
What did he want?
Everything I don't want. Players, coaches, everything. And now he's concerned about Woody's absence in January.
Get Colin to fill in.
Did somebody dial 0800 cunt?
How do you do that?
Colin, I appreciate the glamorous entrance as always, but can you knock in future?
Absolutely, Patrick. Apologies. I'm trying to curtail that kind of selfish behaviour this year.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
Not bad. I had an old lady cross the M25 just yesterday.
The M25?
Yep.
Colin, that's a motorway.
Yeah, I thought it a bit odd myself.
Where did you leave her?
Well, I only took her across the southbound lanes.
Why didn't you take her across the northbound road as well?
Because I wasn't going that way.
What, so you just left her in the central reservation of the M25?
Look, what do you want? I'm busy.
What, you came in here? I didn't call you in here.
I heard me name.
Patrick's having Sven problems.
Ah, Stockholm syndrome. What's your problemo, pal?
Woody is away. Right, Sven wants the whole world, and I just need a few more people on my side to keep him under control.
You're down a Woody, and you need some fuckers to tell him where to go. Some twats. Some pricks.
Well, I mean, Woody is Picasso. He's an artist in the field, and I've lost him for January. I need my relationship with Sven to be all fucking sunshine and lollipops, and I need people like you and Woody to be the buffer zone.
I can do that too.
Yeah, and she's fucking Buffer the Vampire Slayer.
She's busy.
Am I?
Plus, she's on a swearing holiday, which I'm tempted to take up myself. Might relieve some stress, to be honest.
Yeah, try it.
Sven is going to want some players by the end of January, you know.
I know.
Get some cheap ones.
Where's Benny these days? He's still in the Algarve.
Benny? What do you want Benny for?
Who's Benny?
Benyat Bengacher.
Ben what?
Head of recruitment for Ashwood City.
Just fucking call him Benny.
Well, is he a big enough prick for your buffer zone?
You swore.
Oh, prick isn't swearing.
Yes, it is.
Benny is a world-class prick. Don't worry about that. He can do a job. Plus, he's in the UK, so Sven will think we're working to get players in.
Why is Benny in the UK?
Well, Brexit red tape means he's got to get a new permit from us.
Christ's sake, I need to get ready for my podcast appearance. OK, Colin, you meet with Benny and Sven. Get me his list. The cheapest, shortest shopping list of absolute necessities. Nothing more. Right, this is a bread and milk situation here. There'll be no fucking lobster tails and lint chocolate balls.
You swore.
Balls? Balls isn't swearing, Jet. I'm not talking about bollocks. I'm talking about the little... The chocolate, the ball-shaped chocolates. God, see, this is what you're like. You're such a backseat driver. You know, you said this, you said that. You know, if you stopped to think about it for just 1 second, you'd realise that you were wrong.
You said fucking.
What, did I?
Yeah.
Oh. Balls.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week at Sukarnov.
Me and Luke have been whiling away the lockdown with our usual nonsense on the Luke and Pete Show. Here's a quick taste of the kind of challenges we've been setting for ourselves.
Give us any nation and I'll tell you why they're dirty.
All right, I'll do it now.
Italy. Yeah. It looks like a sexy boot.
There's also a brand new episode of On the Continent, your weekly guide to the sublime and frequently ridiculous in European football. Find it over on Football Ramble Presents every Thursday.
Neymar's responded to this in kind that they forgot to tell you how to win titles. Then Alvaro has responded with a picture of Pelé with three World Cups going in the eternal shadow of the king.
This reminds me of Stormzy and Wiley. The spots that they have.
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
With Patrick Nolan's appearance on the Ashes to Ashwood podcast fast approaching, Head of Communications Jess Tate prepares the Chief Executive for what subjects to cover.
So, I think what's worth banging on about is the future, because, you know,
absolutely,
league position is all right now, but you're going to get hit with the Youth Academy shenanigans.
Youth Academy shenanigans?
Yes, you destroyed the whole thing, remember?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
You swore?
Yeah, I'm over that now. Fuck wank shit bollocks.
So the fans need a message that the club is in some way building towards a sustainable future.
We're not a fucking wind farm, Jess.
I'm telling you this will come up.
Okay, I get that, but... I mean, how about I just try and steer it toward the top four thing?
We're not getting into the top four.
The top four fiscal year thing I mentioned earlier.
Oh my God, will you just get over that fiscal nonsense?
Would you please just swear?
No!
Ah, I've got to take this.
Okay.
You see, I've got to take this call.
What do you want me to do? Press this button for you?
No, I want you to leave the room.
Why? It's my office.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, all right, fine, I'll leave.
Why can't you answer it in front of me?
Patrick?
Hey.
Happy New Year, you cunt.
Hi, Matt.
You're all locked down again, are you?
It would seem so, yes.
Now you know how I feel, Pedge.
What is it, Mac?
First of all, con-fucking-grats on your little appearance you've got booked. Right in the viper's nest of the Ashwood City supports. Looks like you're winning over the scum. Well done, you.
Thanks.
And, I need to talk to you about Benny.
Yeah, he's back in the UK.
Yeah, you heard?
Yeah, Colin told me.
Right, yes, well, she.
What's the problem?
Listen. Benny and I have run a nice little kickback scheme for the past few years.
Okay.
So, listen to his player suggestions, Pat. Right? Because I can benefit from them.
Wait. What?
All right, look. If you're going to be a fanny about it...
I'm not being a fanny. What sort of kickbacks?
Wages.
What?
Look, what did I just say about being a fanny? Eh? Fucking fanny Drinkwater, fanny Mills, fanny Murphy... I could go on, Pat.
You explain yourself.
Benny gets a player for you, on Woody's instruction, as per.
Yeah, I know that bit.
Then Benny will typically inflate the wages to cover consultant fees.
Consultant fees?
Yeah.
Who's the consultant?
Well, that would be me and Benny.
Unfucking believable. So this club has been paying deliberately extortionate wages for you and Benny to take the cream off the top.
Well, yeah, that's actually pretty fucking succinct, Pat.
Fuck's sake.
Since when do you give a fuck all doodle do about the club's spending?
Since I own 15% of it, Mac. And since I'm going to own a lot more when we pull off this extra 30.
Yeah, but we can sort that out when it's sorted out.
Oh, can we now? Well, that is a relief. Drain the swamp, shall we? I have to go, Mac.
What's your tone, Paddy, pal?
Yeah, bye, Mac. Jesus Christ.
Can you knock, please?
Colin and Benny, where are they?
They're at training.
Right.
This weather, fuck. My testicles feel like foggy marbles. Feel this.
No, thanks, I believe you. Besides, I never liked marbles. It was always for the posh kids. Speaking of posh kids.
Gents.
Patrick, you remember Benny?
How could I forget?
Ha! Patrick Nolan, you big fag. How are you? How are the kids and the wife?
I don't have either of those.
Good. I was just checking. You're still a happy man.
And you?
No wife. Two girlfriends. One boyfriend. Five kids.
Lovely. So, how did the meeting go with Sven?
Senor fucking Tapas over here worked his dark magic.
You're welcome.
Right, what does that mean?
Couple of lightweight signings, nothing big.
Free agents.
No.
What?
Cancel them.
Cancel them? Either I have forgotten my English, or you're talking the biggest load of fucking piss.
I know your game, Benny.
My game is football, Patrick.
Oh, how fucking noble. What sort of wages will be involved with these free agents?
Well, free agents' wages are always a bit higher because...
Because bollocks.
Don't you fucking bollocks
oh,
me.
Oh, bollock off, you giant Spanish bollock.
You have got some fucking nerve, English cunt boy.
Guys, you might want to keep it down. Sven is looking over.
Benny, there will be no signings. There will be no fucking kickbacks. So you can march over there and tell Sven that.
You know, Patrick, we have a saying in my country.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Go fuck yourself.
Well, that's really beautiful.
Look, if you think that I am some crook that is going to sit by and watch on as my club pays extortionate wages to line the pockets of people like you, you can think again.
I can offer you some kickbacks too.
Really?
You are going to say what?
I'm going to announce some new signings on the podcast.
Who are the signings?
Just some free agents.
Right. I thought you were trying to trim the fat around this place.
Well, sometimes, in order to trim fat, you actually have to gain fat, and then you can tone that fat into muscle.
Can we go through the key points to hit for this podcast, please, and not talk absolute poppycock?
Poppycock, oh my God, is this what I have to put up with for 2021? An alcohol-dependent Mary fucking Poppins?
Can we just go through the points, please?
No, it's too late, Jess. Just stay in the room with me and nudge me if I miss anything important.
Again, this is my office.
Shh, I'm dialing in.
Is this live?
No, it's a podcast.
Right. Remind me again what a podcast is.
For God's sake. They're recorded audio shows of men talking about stuff.
What about women?
Yeah, apparently they have ones too, but I've just never seen much evidence of it.
Hey, Patrick, come on, mate.
Hey, thanks for having me on the pod.
On the pod?
Shh. No worries at all, Patrick, you ledge, mate.
Ledge. Quick, Google what ledge means.
It's short for legend, you moron.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions and we can cut it into our show and this will literally be the ears of every Ashford fan by tomorrow afternoon, mate. Banging.
Great. Lovely. And, you know, can I just say, I know we've had our differences in the past, but it's nice to, you know, begin this journey of healing on both sides.
Yeah, so, first question. Remember, mate, we literally just tell it how it is on this show, right?
Right, okay.
Just like, no bullshit.
Okay.
Straight up, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, first question. As chief executive of Ashford City, why have you continually ignored the wishes of the fan base? Is it neglect or is it deliberate? Right, so basically what I'm saying, Patrick, are you an idiot or are you a dick?
Well, this isn't good.
Look, I appreciate the question, but running a football club isn't that straightforward, really. It, you know, it has its challenges, but it also has its rewards. You know, I just published the annual turnover numbers for 2020, and I think...
Yeah, enough of that, mate. Enough of we care about football, yeah? What happens on the pitch?
Well, you'll be pleased to hear that we have two new signings coming in, two exciting free agents that there's a lot of competition for, and it looks like we're going to snap them up for Sven. So, yeah, what do you think of that?
Do you think, like, you've ruined a club? Like, honestly?
No.
Because most people think you have, mate, like Harvey Sims, and I agree with him.
Sorry, I was invited on here as most fans, I'm led to believe, are beginning to have a favourable opinion of me.
Yeah, that's bollocks.
Well, it's not.
It is.
Well, that's the numbers I've been given.
Well, you're out of touch, mate. Anti-Nolan Trust. Nolan out forever.
No, I'm not. Look, this reflects polling done
you're
on...
You're out of touch. Answer the question.
Well, it's not that I...
Answer the question.
Don't tell me to answer the question.
Just answer it.
Oh, shut up.
What did you just say to me?
Oh. What's that? You can swing at me, but I can't swing back. Is that it? Is that fucking it? Is it? That's the idea, right? that you can fucking whinge and piss and moan from some fucking shithole flatshare where you stack up cans of Fosters as your only achievement in life and you just fucking wank each other off, festering in your own filth, whining about people who've actually fucking got off their arse and achieved something. Is that it? Shouldn't you be storming Capitol Hill? Shouldn't you be trying to take your country back or lubing up your arsehole for the next Trump or Farage or Robinson to start fucking you, eh? They told you how it is, didn't they, mate? Oh, that's what gets you lot hard, isn't it? Well, I better let you get back to being balls deep in some flat-earth, COVID-hoax, free speech forum with the rest of the unfulfilled daddy-issue twats. Maybe you should get cracking on with that, mate, eh? And us real people will carry on running the world so that you can still get your McFlurry and bucket meal shoved down your fucking neck a couple of times a week. Your new fucking vape juice will arrive on time and your Weatherspoons app will keep working, eh? I mean, that's what matters in your shitty, make-believe, inconsequential, whining, victimhood world where everyone else is wrong, but you, incredibly, are always right, right? Christ, see you later. Thanks for having me on, you ledge. You look like you've got something on your mind there, Jess. Remember, you can't swear.
You cunt.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.